two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Tuesday, January 18th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. A bit of sunshine, hazy conditions in downtown Salt Lake City, 34 degrees.
Traffic rolling along into the noon hour. I'm Len Thomas.
KSL's top story this hour, it is breaking news. Senator Dan McKay has filed a joint resolution in the state Senate that would terminate the public health order issued by the Salt Lake County Health Department. The resolution isn't a bill, but it does call for ending the health order from Mayor Jennifer Wilson and Dr. Angela Dunn. Now, he also calls for the legislature to terminate the countywide mask mandate.
Eye on the Hill, 2022.
Continuing our Eye on the Hill coverage, a bill has been filed aimed at curbing the power of city mayors during a pandemic. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz continues our team coverage.
This newly filed bill is being run by Representative Ryan Wilcox and Senator Kirk Cullimore. It prohibits a mayor from using emergency powers in a pandemic. That means a mayor like Salt Lake's Erin Mendenhall could not do what she did earlier this year to approve a mask mandate for Salt Lake schools. At the time, Mayor Mendenhall argued the current law laying out the process for how things like mask mandates are approved didn't include her from acting on behalf of her city. But it appears this bill would button that up. Notably, it also excludes state facilities from being subject to things like mask mandates. Now, I will be speaking with Mayor Mendenhall this afternoon, so we'll have her reaction later today on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. Reporting from the Capitol, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Today, the Speaker of the House and the Senate President kicked off the 2022 Utah General Legislative Session. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris has more.
Yeah, Speaker of the House Brad Wilson focused his remarks today on the hardships Utah has faced over the last year, especially economic challenges. He told his fellow legislators to remember the Utah way.
The Utah way demands we exercise wisdom and that we use the resources we have to improve the lives of the people of our state.
Senate President Stuart Adams emphasized protecting Utah's right to choose during the COVID-19 pandemic.
I have full confidence in Utah's ability to use good judgment to make personal choices without the interference from government.
Both Wilson and Adams say this legislative session, a big focus will be water conservation. Reporting live, Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
Base spending budgets in the legislative session are bills that are essentially last year's spending, but they're just one ingredient that goes into the final product. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas continues our team coverage, Eye on the Hill 2022.
The base budgets come out on the opening day of the session, and they have to be passed within 10 days. Each member of the legislature serves on an appropriations subcommittee. They scrutinize every aspect of the state budget, and there's an executive appropriations committee that guides the process. The final product typically gets passed in the final days or even hours of the session. One decision they'll have to make is whether to cut taxes. The Deseret News reports several Republican legislators have proposals to cut income taxes, while Governor Cox has proposed a tax credit plan to reduce the impact of the sales tax on food. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories, several areas of the U.S. that experienced the Omicron wave early are now seeing COVID-19 cases decline. But health officials warn that hospitalizations and deaths in some areas will still be high. ABC's Kaylee Hartung has more.
Five states, plus D.C. and Puerto Rico, reporting at least a 10% decrease in new cases. New York State has seen a 12% drop in new cases the last 6 days, while hospital admissions have gone down more than 5%. But health Health officials warn we're not out of the woods, saying the latest COVID surge has yet to peak across much of the country. 99% of counties in the U.S. are reporting high transmission.
Health experts warn areas that haven't yet seen a peak in cases are particularly vulnerable. Cut off from communication, the impacts of the weekend underwater volcano eruption on Tonga are still largely unknown. And Tongan families in the U.S. say they are waiting for word on loved ones. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
It's an agonizing wait for Liberty Latu, whose 11-year-old son Gordon lives in Tonga. She has not heard from him since last Friday when the eruption knocked out communications coming out of Tonga.
It's really hard. Especially when you have an 11-year-old son out there.
In the San Francisco Bay Area, which has a large Tongan population, shipping companies are now filling relief supplies to begin the long trek to Tonga to unload food and water. Alex Stone, ABC News.
This past week, some rumors arose that Donovan Mitchell might be looking to leave Utah. Someone from Miami claimed to have a source who said Mitchell had said if he leaves Utah, he wanted to go to Miami. When Ben Anderson with KSL Sports tried to ask about that rumor, Donovan cut him off.
You know what I'm going to say about whatever is being reported, whatever. We got to go, and we're trying to win the championship. So I'll just cut you off and answer that right there. That's the goal. The stretch doesn't dictate who we are as a team.
Last night, the Jazz lost their fourth game out of the last five, dropping a contest with the Los Angeles Lakers, 101-95. Coming up on KSL, the Earth will have a close encounter with a huge asteroid today, and a look at your noontime drive.
Well, Maria, right now you're right. Your encounter with traffic is looking good. I'm Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Take our challenge each afternoon to think again.
There is a great deal of healing that needs to take place in this country. What are you doing? What am I doing to help heal the nation?
The expanded Inside Sources from 1 till 3.
Just ask Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
If you've ever experienced running out of hot water before your shower was done, or hard water spots on dishes and fixtures, I've got a deal you might be interested in. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you probably already know that a tankless water heater and a water softener solve both issues. If you've ever thought about looking into getting a tankless water heater, here's the deal I was talking about. Through the end of February, we're including a free water softener with every new tankless water heater we install. The best part of this deal might be that you never have to worry about being the last one to the shower again, or that you don't have to waste the money keeping 40 to 50 gallons of water hot 24/7. To take advantage of this deal, call Any Hour Services before the end of February. The visit's free and there's no obligation to buy. If you decide to have us install a new tankless water heater, we'll throw in the water softener for free. That's right, a free water softener when you purchase a tankless water heater. Pick up the phone and call Any Hour Services right now for all the details. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Well, winter's here and you can feel it. And with winter comes snowball fights with grandkids. Maybe a slow zip around the ice rink. And don't forget skiing. But with chronic knee pain, these activities can be downright overwhelming. With a bad knee, even traveling to see loved ones can be a challenging task, let alone slapping on a pair of skis. This year, tackle the winter pain-free. Visit the Active Joint Institute for help with your knee pain. They specialize in helping people with joint pain improve their lives dramatically without surgery. Isn't it time you were able to enjoy this precious time with your friends and family? After visiting the Active Joint Institute, you may even join in on the fun in the snow with your grandkids. You deserve to live the life you love pain-free. Learn more about your knee pain and how to get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story this half hour. It is breaking news. A joint resolution in the state Senate that would terminate the public health order issued by the Salt Lake County Health Department calls for the legislature to terminate the countywide mask mandate. We'll continue to follow that story for you, let you know what happens with that resolution today. Tensions in Ukraine are still mounting over concerns that Russia could soon launch an invasion. Russian President Vladimir Putin is moving more equipment and troops into the area while insisting that Ukraine not join NATO.
A bipartisan delegation of U.S. senators sounding the alarm, arriving in Ukraine to meet with President Zelensky and offering strong congressional support. More troops and equipment arriving in Belarus as part of planned war games. The White House and Ukraine claiming in recent days that Russia's already positioned operatives inside Ukraine.
That is ABC's Ian Pannell from Kiev. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week and meet with the country's president. The State Department says Blinken will travel to Kiev on the hastily arranged trip to show U.S. support as Russia continues to station troops along the border. The trip follows inconclusive diplomatic talks between Moscow and the West that failed to resolve stark disagreements over Ukraine and other security matters. It's not quite the Netflix movie called Don't Look Up, but Earth is having a close encounter with an asteroid today. ABC's Alex Stone
It's big, over half a mile wide. Its official title, 7482, or 1994 PC1. It was discovered in 1994. It's been studied for decades, and this afternoon it will go zooming past us. NASA described 7482 as being bridge-sized, so think about the Golden Gate Bridge zooming by. While it's close by NASA standards, it will be 1.2 million miles away, going 47,000 miles an hour. So nothing to worry about, but if you have a backyard telescope, you might be able to see it. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get a look at traffic and weather together. Good afternoon, Len Thomas.
Good afternoon, Maria. The flow of traffic in the noon hour sailing along through construction on the East Belt and the rest of the Valley freeways. I want to look for that asteroid in the backyard.
Me too.
Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the forecast now.
No big changes in the weather, at least not yet anyway. Partly cloudy. We're going to be smoggy again today. Highs near 40. More the same tomorrow, 41. I'm Grant Wayman in KSL Weather Center.
Okay, the air is awful. Right now, 34 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come on Utah's New News, we're going to go in-depth on piles of stolen packages that are being blamed for a train derailment in California. That's in-depth next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Refinancing your home mortgage can be a real pain if you're not working with a lender that knows the business and can close your loan in 12 to 22 days. Now, the question is, who does that almost every single time? Loans by Rick. Rick and his team will keep you out of the mortgage jungle and get you a low rate, too. Here's how you start the process. All you need to do is click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. Rates are still near historic lows, which means big savings. But maybe you need some cash back to pay bills, taxes, or credit card debt. Or maybe it's time to get cash back to remodel your kitchen and bathroom. With rates so low, you can get cash back and lower your monthly payment, too. Rick will give you the personalized service that fits your situation, and he'll set your loan up so you don't have to bring any money to closing. When you work with Rick, you can stay focused on your life while Rick stays focused on your loan. Click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE.
Vintage Lending, NMLS 287-106, or Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241-179, are equal housing lenders. Interest rates mentioned are not APR rates. Some restrictions apply.
Experience an early college charter school where your student can thrive in a science, technology, engineering, and math-focused curriculum. Itinerance Early College High School is that school.
Hi, I'm Luke. At Itinerance, we have a really welcoming and kind community full of a whole bunch of students who want to work hard and do well in school. I honestly love Itinerance.
Enroll your child in Itinerance Early College High School. Itinerance can save you money on college courses while being a part of a school that offers a personalized and caring environment where expectations are high, real-world challenges are offered, self-discovery is encouraged, and potentials are reached. It all starts with IECHS.org.
Hi, I'm Renee Edwards, principal at Itinerance Early College High School.
Come learn about our amazing school and the opportunities available at Itinerance for your student at an information event Wednesday, January 19th at 6 p.m. For details and future information events, visit IECHS.org. That's IECHS.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Beatty Nevada is your home base for adventure in any season. Got the winter blues? Need to get outside without the freezing temperatures? Would you like to see some blue skies and sunshine? Then plan a visit to Beatty Nevada, where the average winter temperature is 58 degrees. Beatty is the gateway to Death Valley National Park, where the winter temperatures get into the 70s. Located 120 miles northwest of Las Vegas on Highway 95, Beatty has hundreds of miles of off-road trails, desert hiking adventures, and mountain biking for the novice to the most experienced. You can explore ghost towns, old mine and mill sites, amazing canyons, and geology with breathtaking desert views and where friendly burros roam the town. Beatty hosts a casino, fuel and electric charging stations, motels, RV parks, award-winning restaurants, the largest candy store in Nevada, and budget-pleasing room prices. To plan your next adventure, visit BeattyNevada.org. Beatty, Nevada. Make it your home base for adventure in any season.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A 37-year-old Salt Lake City man is dead after being struck in Colorado by an Aurora police officer on duty at the time. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Second, Senator Dan McKay has filed a joint resolution in the state Senate that would terminate the public health order issued by the Salt Lake County Health Department. We will bring you the latest updates here on KSL News Radio. Third hour, biggest traffic trouble spot with Len Thomas.
We have a crash in Woods Cross. It is westbound 2600. South of Wildcat Way. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy and hazy near 40. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
34 degrees downtown in time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Major wireless companies AT&T and Verizon now say they'll voluntarily delay parts of their 5G technology rollout. That after the aviation industry urged the federal government to step in to make sure the more powerful cell towers don't interfere with critical landing instruments. At the White House briefing today, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says federal agencies are in talks to find a fix.
There are ongoing discussions right now with members of our economic team who are closely engaged with at the FAA, FCC, wireless carriers, airlines, and aviation equipment manufacturers to reach a solution.
Following Saturday's hostage situation at a Texas synagogue, Homeland Security now warning faith-based communities to remain alert. The British national suspect Malik Akram was killed during that standoff. The four hostages made it out safely. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on the UK investigation of the suspect.
Greater Manchester police said the two teens believed to be children of hostage taker Malik Akram were released without charge. Akram was known to British authorities, who were told investigated him a year or so ago, but concluded he posed no threat that would have stopped him from traveling to the United States in late December. The UK Home Office declined to comment.
Debate underway on the Senate floor over voting rights legislation after months of stalls.
Debate has started on the Senate floor regarding a pair of election bills intended to expand early and mail-in voting, ban partisan gerrymandering, and make Election Day a federal holiday. But the efforts led by Democrats will likely not have enough support to pass. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer placing the blame on Republicans.
The Republican Party used to be one that supported voting rights. Presidents Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush worked to renew voting rights bills. No, sadly, this is Donald Trump's Republican Party.
Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Republicans say it should be left up to states. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Piles of stolen packages are being blamed for a train derailment in California when thieves took what they could and left the rest. We get that story from correspondent Jim Roop.
17 cars of a Union Pacific train derailed over the weekend. The cause may be trash discarded from a rash of cargo thefts in the area.
The locks are real easy to break, to pick.
Adam Rodriguez is a subcontractor for Union Pacific Railroad, charged with cleaning up the tons of trash, discarded boxes and other packaging materials, along with unwanted stolen goods from these trains. Thieves converge on the trays as they slow down and stop at a Union Pacific facility for unloading. And as Rodriguez says, the locks on the cargo containers are easy pickings.
Screwdriver, pliers. Yeah, these aren't heavy-duty bolts or, you know, locks on these containers. And that's how they're getting in.
Union Pacific says there's been a 160% increase in rail cargo thefts in this area of the tracks in L.A. since December of 2020. Saturday's derailment is believed to have been caused by this mounds of trash on the tracks from those thefts. Everything comes into this area on the train. Electronics, clothing, exercise equipment, high-end stuff, too. Thieves break the locks, pull the packages, rifle through them, taking what they can sell or fence, and then leaving the rest for others to scavenge. One of the problems Union Pacific cites is the soft-on-crime policies of the LADA's office. Rail cops say that the thieves even boast when they get caught that they know they'll be right back out here, and they are. The railroad has deployed more cops, along with other technology such as drones, to try and stop the rash of rail robberies that UP subcontractor Luis Barraza says is a 24/7 operation.
Doesn't matter what time it is, it could be broad daylight, and it just don't care.
A spokesperson with the DA's office says the DA takes these thefts and Union Pacific's concerns seriously. While some cases have been filed, others have not because of lack of evidence. This is far from over. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic and weather. And Len Thomas is in the KSL traffic center.
Well, Marie, in Davis County, you have a crash westbound 2600 south at Wildcat Way. That's just west of I-15 and Woods Cross on the right shoulder. John Holliday from season 19 of NBC's The Voice headlines a colorful cast in Utah Opera's production of Flight. Len Thomas in the KSL traffic center.
And let's check the seven-day forecast. Hopefully something in that seven-day to scour out the air. Here's Grant Wayman.
Smoggy conditions once again this morning. It stays that way today with the storm moving in. Partly cloudy, highs near 40. More the same tomorrow, 41. And more the same on Thursday. More smog out there, 41. Now, we are expecting a storm system to bring in some snow showers on Friday. High temperature that day up to 42. Should be some better air for the weekend. Partly cloudy Saturday, 38. 40 on Sunday. Partly cloudy and about 41 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, hazy sunshine, 34 degrees. We do have some breaking news on KSL News Radio. AT&T and Verizon are delaying plans to activate 5G on some cell towers near certain airports. The rollout near major airports was scheduled to start tomorrow, but airlines have warned of dire consequences for transportation and the economy. The announcement from AT&T says it will work with the aviation industry and the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration moving forward. A spokesperson also expressed frustration with the FAA, saying they can't do what nearly 40 countries have done. And we're going to take just a quick check of your money. Looks like markets, the Dow still down by nearly 500 points. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Hi, this is Julie, and I'm inviting you to celebrate winter in Logan, just 90 minutes north of Salt Lake. We're the perfect getaway without going away. Cozy up to the fireplace at a historic bed and breakfast or comfortable hotel. Enjoy an array of shopping and dining options. Want to head outdoors? This is super cool, and I mean that literally. Bring your binoculars and bundle up to view a herd of 600 elk at Hardware Ranch. We're home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak Ski Resorts, where you can ski, board, or go tubing on a 500-foot hill. Affordable prices and shorter lines. Rent snowmobiles and winter gear at Beaver Creek Lodge to explore our beautiful mountains. Try indoor ice skating. It doesn't matter how coordinated you are or aren't. This cracks me up. You can rent skates and helmets and even a walker. Perfect! There are tons of trails for snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, and bird watching. Ice fishing can't be beat. Bring your gear or rent it here. Hotel packages with dinner for two start at around $85. Check it out at explorelogan.com. Logan, we're cool like that.
Look at the shower. You see a problem?
I know what the problem is.
What do you see?
Low water pressure.
It's a dribble.
It's more than a dribble.
And what's it say on my shampoo bottle?
Rinse and repeat.
How can I rinse and repeat when I can't even rinse in the first place? What? We are calling Repipe Specialist.
I'll go call a plumber.
Stop. No plumbers and pay twice as much. We're going to fix it now by getting Repipe Specialist to repipe the whole house.
You're right.
Oh, look. Someone forgot to flush.
I did not. No,
that's
don't.
Another reason. Leaks. I'm tired of leaks.
Got leaks or low water pressure? Want to prevent future problems? In 1 to 2 days, Repipe Specialists can repipe your whole house with new copper piping or PEX tubing for about half the price of a plumber. No more leaks, no more dribbles, and you get a lifetime warranty. Call 888-583-6988 for a free in-home estimate. Plus, pay no money down with no payments or interest for a year. That's 888-583-6988. Call today, 888-583-6988, or visit repipe.com.
The Salt Lake Chamber is Utah's voice for business. Okay, that sounds great, but what does it really mean? Well, as Utah's largest and longest-standing business association, they support and champion community prosperity throughout the state. And if you're in business, well, that's a very good thing for you. Be sure to listen to the Chamber's Speaking on Business, weekdays at 7:20, 11:55, and 5:20 p.m. on KSL News Radio.
Making a new difference. The professionals at Serta Pro Painters are ready to transform every room from blah to beautiful, treating your walls to a colorful new coat of paint. They'll handle every detail from prepping to painting on time and on budget, so you can relax. Go to SertaPro.com for a free estimate and get started today. That's Serta with a C. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
UACPA represents the interest of CPAs in Utah and protects the public trust. Proud sponsor of the Money Making Sense podcast. Download it today, uacpa.org.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. In a nearly $69 billion deal, Microsoft is buying Activision, a game maker that produced the Call of Duty games, Spider-Man video games, and more. The deal is expected to officially close in 2023. Some big clothing brands like Nike, Adidas, Polo, and more are cutting out the amount of retailers that carry their stuff. The brands are shifting to selling their product directly to the customer, which lets them make more money and protect their branding. The Consumer Price Index is finally catching up with the housing inflation that we saw in 2020. The proportional amount of rent homeowners would pay for their houses went up 3.8% in 2021. That's the highest bump since 2007. Experts aren't sure how long the inflation on homes will keep up. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 504 points. That's about 1.5%, sitting at 35,405. S&P down by 80 points. That's nearly 2%. And the NASDAQ down by 336, and that's 2.5%. A new record holder in the women's marathon, Kira D'Amato, finished the Houston Marathon in 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 12 seconds. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says getting there wasn't easy.
A four-time All-American runner in college, D'Amato suffered an ankle injury after graduation, which appeared to end her running days back in 2008. But 8 years later, she laced up her shoes again, running her first marathon in 2017, just 7 months after giving birth to her second child. 1 year later, she was fast enough to qualify for the Olympic team trials.
There we go.
And fast forward to this past weekend, her sons Tommy and Quinn hugging her at the finish line as she became a record breaker.
To think that this dream was gone a decade ago.
D'Amato broke a 16-year-long record by 30 seconds.
BYU basketball.
Johnson into the paint, gets to the rim, banks and scores!
This is your source for every block and every two-fisted jam. Thursday, it's BYU San Diego. Listen for pregame coverage at 6. And tip-off at 7 on Utah's legacy home, the Cougars. KSL News Radio.
This is Mortgage Mike with City Creek Mortgage, and I have some candid and simple advice. The mortgage industry is not on your side. Most lenders hide their rates and fees. They force you to call a high commission salesperson, and you end up paying for it. Not at City Creek Mortgage. Now you can get the advice you normally get from a human online with our digital loan officer. Don't pay a high commission salesperson. Do it yourself and save the money at citycreekmortgage.com. Apply online or call us at 801-900-HOME.
NMLS number 85855.
Do you or somebody you love experience excessive thirst, frequent urination, unexplained weight loss, or exhaustion? Hi, I'm Liddy Huntsman, and I've lived with type 1 diabetes for 25 years. While I was diagnosed early, other families are not so fortunate. Too often, the warning signs of type 1 diabetes are missed, which can lead to life-threatening complications and even death. I'm working with Beyond Type 1 to spread awareness of the warning signs for type 1 diabetes. Anyone at any age can be diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. To learn more, go to T1DWarningSigns.com.
Have you heard about the huge clearance sale at Dave's Bernina in St. George and Provo?
Deep discounts on Bernina machines now until January 22nd.
Burnett Swiss Design machines start at only $199. And Bernina machines, even the all-new Bernina Crystal Edition, $880 and $790, are on sale.
But they're almost gone. This is your last chance.
How about 60 months no interest on select Bernina machines?
Special prices on Bernina L-Series sergers and Juki sergers.
Amazing bargains on previously owned demo machines that come with warranties.
And for this sale only, buy three and get one free on certain embroidery threads.
It's time to buy a better machine and get a Bernina. From everyday sewing tasks to artistic designs, count on Dave's Bernina. In business since 1960, 691 East St. George Boulevard and 2017 North 550 West in Provo. At Dave's Bernina. Come in and save.
Information at DavesBernina.com.
KSL News Time, 1229. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather together. And here's Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, Maria, there's really no problems on the freeways. It's smooth sailing right now, but that crash westbound 2600 south of Wildcat Way, just west of I-15 and Woods Cross on the right shoulder. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast now. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, we're no strangers to the smog here lately, and it's going to be that way again today, next couple of days, with no major changes in the weather going on. Near 40 today. Tomorrow, 41, partly cloudy, still smoggy out there. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 34 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 1230, KSL's top story this hour.
Eye on the Hill 2021.
A bill is being proposed on Capitol Hill that would relax stalking laws on certain law officers. The bill sponsor says it would not give an officer a free pass to stalk someone trying to leave them. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul?
Well, Maria, this exemption would only apply to licensed private investigators. They already have exemptions for things like placing GPS trackers on cars. But Senator Todd Weiler says the current law leaves private investigators vulnerable to be charged for doing their job. So Weiler says his bill would only exempt the PIs while they're in the course of their official duties, and it would not exempt them if they followed someone for personal reasons. Weiler also says that many private investigators used to be police officers, and they do have a code of ethics that they follow. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Senate President Stuart Adams opened up the legislative session this morning just days after coming down with COVID-19. He tells KSL's David Dujanovic that he's feeling great.
I'm on Capitol Hill now, and I will be here in person. I followed the CDC regulations or requirements, and I isolated for the 5 days, tested negative twice, and I'm here now, and I'm ready to go to work.
He says he knows people have had all different experiences with COVID, but that he only felt bad for a day or two. Tax cuts will likely be a big discussion in this year's session. House Minority Leader Brian King says he wants tax cut to benefit people truly in need.
We've got more funding in our budget than we've had in past years. And one of the things that we're trying to do is make sure that resources from the state of Utah get directed to the people who are struggling the most to make ends meet, who are struggling to address the practical, everyday challenges that they have in their lives. Things like getting rid of the sales tax on food is high on our list.
King joined Utah's Morning News this morning before the session. One Utah lawmaker wants to take steps towards legalizing psychedelics for medical use. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris continues our team coverage. Eye on the Hill 2022.
Republican Representative Brady Brammer's bill would create a task force to research and come up with recommendations for using psychedelics to treat certain mental health issues. The task force would be chaired by leaders from the Utah Department of Health and Huntsman Mental Health Institute. The group would come up with recommendations for what conditions psychedelic drugs can treat, the appropriate drug and dosage, and the requirements for those prescribing.
If the bill passes, the group would meet over the summer and propose recommendations late 2022. KSL's top national stories this half hour. More countries are warning tennis star Novak Djokovic after he failed to meet Australia's vaccine requirements. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from the foreign desk.
Tennis star Novak Djokovic may be a part-time resident of Marbella in southern Spain, but the country's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is now saying the world's number one tennis player will have to comply with Spanish health rules in Spain. This comes after Australia deported Djokovic for failing to meet that country's vaccination requirements. France has also indicated Djokovic will have to be vaccinated to compete in the French Open. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Police in Los Angeles are hunting for a mysterious killer who murdered a UCLA grad student at work last week. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles with details.
As early as today, ABC News has learned a reward will be announced in the murder of Brianna Kupfer, a 24-year-old UCLA grad student alone at work at a luxury furniture store here in L.A. last week. A man dressed all in black, who police believe may have been homeless, went into the store, stabbed Kupfer to death, and was seen on surveillance video calmly walking away. Her body was found by a customer about 20 minutes later. Police don't know who the man was or why he committed what they believe was a random attack. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
We are hearing from the Colorado State Patrol that a Utah man was killed in an auto pedestrian crash involving an on-duty police officer. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has the update.
Colorado State deputies say the accident happened late last night on East Quincy Avenue in Aurora. The officer says he hit a man and requested medical assistance, but a 37-year-old pedestrian from Salt Lake City was declared dead on Saturday. On-scene investigation determined that man, the victim, was dressed in dark clothing and laying in the road prior to being run over by the police SUV. The pedestrian had been earlier observed to be highly intoxicated in a nearby store prior to the crash, according to a news release. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, more schools are switching to online learning. Plus, a look at your noontime drive with Len Thomas.
Foothill Drive looking a little bit slow as you make your way from I-80 up to 2100 South. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Morning Companions, Dave and Dujanovic.
Americans more liberal, but voting for more Republicans.
Is there a way the Democrats can move right to have broader appeal?
Very expanded from 9 to noon. Just ask Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
We're chatting with Melissa from Sound Sleep Medical. CPAP machines, water, power in a time of crisis. Talk to me.
Yeah, you know, when we're all thinking a little bit more about preparedness right now, if you're a CPAP user, you know you need access to distilled water and electricity. What if you don't have access to that? What we do, an oral appliance, can act as a backup to your CPAP machine.
So, Melissa, tell me about sleep and immunity.
Not getting quality sleep or enough sleep makes you more likely to get sick after being exposed to a virus. And also, lack of sleep can also affect how quickly you recover. So sleep is really important to your immunity system.
So the initial consultation is free and private, yes?
Yes, private. You will likely be the only one in the office at the time. And we're taking extra precautions to make sure everybody's safe.
Call Sound Sleep Medical for your free private consultation. 801-716-8672.
NMLS 1817019.
From our Freedom Loan that covers 100% of your closing costs to our $1,000 lowest rate guarantee, as Utah's premier mortgage broker, LendRight Mortgage, shops the top lenders in the country to find you the absolute lowest rate and fees. We often beat other lenders' rates by a quarter to half a percent. That means a lower mortgage payment for you, which can save you tens of thousands over the life of your loan. Compare us to any lender. If we can't save you a minimum of $1,000, we'll give you $1,000. Nobody does what LendRight Mortgage does. Nobody. See our rates and get a free quote on your purchase or refinance. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Crushing other lenders is our specialty. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Any Hour Services can make sure your furnace keeps you warm all winter long. Whether you need a tune-up, a repair, or just a second opinion about replacing it, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top story this hour. Today is the first day of the Utah legislative session. A bill is being proposed in the legislature that could relax stalking laws on certain police officers. We'll continue to follow that story for you throughout the afternoon. Well, you're still learning more about the narrow escape of worshipers from a Fort Worth, Texas area Saturday night after a British man took them hostage. ABC's Faith Abubey has more on a healing service conducted by the rabbi Monday night.
The congregation of a Texas synagogue gathered for the first time since a rabbi and three members were taken hostage during an 11-hour standoff. Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker was met with applause at the healing service and spoke about that daring escape.
Very few of us are doing okay right now. We'll get through this. A huge thank you to the three amazing individuals who made it through that traumatic ordeal.
The hostage taker was found dead inside the synagogue. Salt Lake City ranks the 10th highest for finding firearms in carry-on luggage. The Transportation Security Administration reports 2021 broke a record for numbers of guns actually found in carry-on luggage in airports nationwide. A woman from New York City who was killed Saturday after a man pushed her in front of an oncoming subway train is being remembered for her volunteer work and advocacy. ABC's N.J. Burkett reports.
61-year-old Marshall Simon confessed shortly after his arrest. Investigators say he is homeless and emotionally disturbed with several prior arrests. Witnesses say he approached the victim from behind on Saturday morning and shoved her into the path of a southbound R train. Michelle Goh was killed instantly, a 40-year-old consultant with the management firm of Deloitte, whose volunteer work with the New York Junior League included helping the homeless.
The man arrested in her death is being held at Bellevue Hospital under police guard. Weber High School says it will be moving to a four-day virtual learning platform. This move comes after their school case count surpassed the school's threshold mark. The virtual stretch will continue through Friday, January 21st. Students are scheduled to return to in-person learning on Monday, January 24th. Weber High joins Fremont High School in moving to online instruction this week.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.